dichotomy, false and true. It is often said that unless a believer is under the Ten Commandments as his rule of life, he is an antinomian. Here is the dichotomy. Under the Ten Commandments or an antinomian? Under the law of Moses, or lawless? This dichotomy is false. I say this because Paul said as much. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:21. That is to say, when addressing those outside, that is, not under the law of Moses, Gentiles, pagans, I became as one outside, that is, not under the law of Moses. But of course, I am not outside the law of God. That is, I am not lawless. I am not even lawless, because I am under the law of Christ. John 14, verse 15, 21, 23. Chapter 15, verse 10. Romans 8, verse 2. Galatians 6, verse 2. James 1, 25. And James 2, 12. That is why the dichotomy is false. No matter how many times it is parroted, false it remains. Just because a believer is not under the law, including the Ten Commandments, and indeed being in Christ he is free from the law, Romans 6:14 to 7:6, Galatians 3:25 and 4:21 to 5:1, he is not lawless or lawless. He is not an antinomian because he is not under the Ten Commandments as his rule of life. Now, Paul had already stated that as a believer, though he had been raised a Jew, he was no longer under the law of Moses. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not myself being under the law. 1 Corinthians 9:20. That is to say, to those under the law of Moses, the Jews, I became as one under the law of Moses, even though not being myself under the law of Moses. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 20. And this leads to the true or real dichotomy, which, alas, is sadly obscured by those who will persist in trotting out the false dichotomy. At the time Paul was writing, the dichotomy was whether a person was a Jew or a Gentile, a pagan. But the real dichotomy at that time, and so it is today, is whether a person is an unbeliever or a believer. So, listener, whether you are an unbeliever or a believer, you are under one law or another. If you are an unbeliever, you are under that rudimentary law written in every man's conscience, Romans 2:14 to 15. If you are a believer, you are under the law of Christ. So, which are you? Do you trust Christ, his blood and righteousness, for your salvation, having repented of your sin? And do you now live in submission to Christ under his law? Or are you still in your sins, under the wrath and condemnation of God, under the law of death? This is the real dichotomy. Your dichotomy.